Okay, today's daf is Arla Daf Hey, and we are on the top of Hey Amud Aleph. Just one ha'ara from yesterday, and that is we spoke about in the middle of the daf. We said is Rabbi Yochanan that holds Shoresh Poter Poter. That's what we're going to talk more about today. Also, that if you have one little root that is coming from and connected to a source of exemption, so then that's going to potter the whole tree. So we said, is that like Rebbe? Because Rebbe was the one that said in yesterday's machlokes that if you have a tree that's planted, you know, mixed out in Eretz Yisrael, mixed out in Chutz La'aretz, so then it's kilu, it's called in Eretz Yisrael. So one root could have an impact on the whole tree. So is that like Rebbe? So the Gemara says no. It could even be like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. But why do we want it to be like? Why was it a kasha that if it would be like Rebbe? That's what we saw. And the Rasilio says because Rebbe here is going against his father, who happens to be his Rebbe. Right? That's what the Rasilio said on yesterday's daf. Ein alacha kerebi lagabe rabo, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel aviv rabo haya. So it's interesting, the machlokas between a father and a son, right? So that's quoted. It's discussed in Shulchan Aruch about what is one supposed to do. We find sometimes that great people, Ksam Sofer, Ksav Sofer, you have a lot of fathers and sons. They don't always agree exactly with every single detail that the other one holds up. So the Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Simen Reish Mem. In Yaradeya, Shulchan Aruch says, part of Mora. We know there's a difference. Sometimes we group it together, but there's a difference between Mora and Kavod. There's Kibud Ava'im and Mora Ava'im. Ish Imova Aviv Tiro'u. Those are two different mitzvahs. Kavod is mostly about doing things, and Mora is mostly about not doing things. The Shulchan Aruch says, Ezehu Mora. What is Mora? Or even the first Tahalach, Asif. Sif Aleph, Tzorach Lizar Ma'od, Bekavod Aviv V'imo U'Bemora Am. One has to be very careful with the kavod of one's parents and the mora of one's parents. Two different things. Ezeo mora, what is mora? Lo ya'amod bimkomo hamiyuchado la'amod sham. If there's a special place that a parent stands when he speaks in public, there's a shtender that they use, so a child cannot use that shtender. To sit in there in makam kavu in the shul. Or if he has a special seat at home, not to sit in the seat at home. And not to contradict. Can't contradict. So what do you mean? Can't contradict? Can't argue? You can never argue in Torah. So it means in a way that is inappropriate. Right? The Pesachei Tshuva there quotes from the Atzmas Yosef. That's not Soser as Varav. Right? That's what Yosef quotes. So one is allowed to argue, again, as long as it's done in a kavodik way and with the utmost of honor and respect. So again, that was what a little bit was yesterday's daf when we spoke about Rebbe versus Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. Okay, now let's get back to today's daf on the top of Haman Aleph here in Arla. So Rabbi Yossi says, a new statement in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan tells us, Sharashim ein bahen mamish. Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yossi goes, Rabbi Yochanan, roots have no significance. Ein bahem mamish. And we think this means, what context are we talking about? We're talking about Arla and Bikurim. Those are the two that we're talking about, which again, I didn't get to mention this yesterday. It has to do with yesterday's daf. Arla and Bikurim are different than the other mitzvahs of Tzliyas Baretz, right? Truma and Trumas Meiser and Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni. Again, Meiser Sheni is a little different, but they're all kind of grouped together in the mitzvahs of Tzliyas Baretz. But we've mentioned that Arla and Bikurim are both different. They're not run-of-the-mill, and therefore they would have different standards, right? Arla, we spoke yesterday, Shir, the fact that Arla is in Chutzlar is Midaraisa. Yes, there's a question how to understand the Matan Halacha Moshe Sinai. Is it an expansion of the Arla of Eretz Yisrael or not? But Lamaisa, Arla is Midaraisa in Chutzlaretz. And it's different than Shumas and Meister, or Meister Sheni, or any of those. And that's Arla. Bikurim is different also than a regular Mitzvah Tzliya Baretz. That we mentioned from the Tosfos in Bava Basra on Daf Pei Aleph, where the Gemara there requires a limud, requires a pasuk to exclude Chutz La'aretz, to exclude Bikurim from Chutz La'aretz. And then the Tosfos there asks, what's the Havamina? What do you need a pasuk for? You need a pasuk to exclude it? It's a mitzvah to Yibaretz. Tosfos says, maybe not. maybe it is a mitzvah to leave Aretz, but it's different. Or maybe, says Tosfos, maybe it's not even considered a mitzvah to leave Aretz. Right, that was the amazing 2 days in Tosfos. Again, Baba Basra, Pei Aleph Amad Aleph. V'yesh Mefarshim, right, the Tosfos asks, V'teima, my Yisrach Miyuta, what need a pasuk for? Right, it's the Mishnah says a Kiddushin, called mitzvah shituli ba'aretz, inu heges ala ba'aretz. V'yesh Mefarshim, says Tosfos one day, Mishum tibi kurim iskashu labasar b'chalav, same pasuk, Tichsev, in Mishpatim, Reishit Bikur and Mascha, Tavi Beis Hashem Alokecha, Losavasha Gadiba, Chalevimo. So we compare. Vesalkadaydech, maybe there is a hackish between these two. Vesalkadaydech, she know, Ganapa Chutzlaris, maybe Bikur should be in Chutzlaris, Kamo Basar Bachalov. Ularash Banira, another one of the Baliatosvis, Dolo Chashivi Bikur and Mitzvah Tulia Baaretz. Right there, number one was that it's a Mitzvah Tulia Baaretz, but there might be a hackish that overrides. And the Rashba says here in Tosvis, no, maybe Bikurim is not even a Mitzvah Tulia Baaretz. Why? There's no tevel. There's no tevel if you don't take bikurim. Delo dami l'truma u'maiser v'chala. Dehasam gufa peiros mechuyavin b'truma. De tevel ninu v'yasurin b'achila. There, if you don't take it off, it's tevel and you can't eat it. And that's why even bizman hazeh, we have to be mafresh v'lakach hashuben ein tuliyah ba'aretz. Avo bikurim ein achi of tali b'peiros. Bikurim, it's not about the fruit that it's tevel if I don't take it. Ela ba'adam. De'ein ne'asarin ba'achila. It's about the person. It's not ne'asar ba'achila. Avo bishlo yifish b'ne b'kurim. Right, there's no, it's not us. It's a chovas gavra. I have to take b'kurim. But there's no tevel if I don't take it. Va'od, and also what reflects this, b'kurim is even before it grows. Midalo chayev trumu ma'isar achi yismareach b'kri. Trumas and ma'isars are only after this gemar malacha. Muchach sha'chiv tali b'peiros. That shows that the chiv is on the fruit. L'fishlo yigia dayin z'man chiyuvan. Because it hasn't gotten this Zman Chiyuv yet. Avo bikurim vade chovas aguvnenu. Right, you do, right when it grows a little bit. Right, when it's on the tree, when it's mechubar, you do it. Right, so therefore you see bikurim is different. So it's interesting. Our Gemara, which is talking about Arla and bikurim, and we're going to be machalik between the two of them, by the Shem in a minute, right, so these two are not run-of-the-mill mitzvos atulias ba'aretz, and maybe that's why, it's at the end of Seder Zeraim, according to Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, right? Arla and Bikurim are at the end. What is Kelayim doing earlier? Again, what do we have? Brachos Peah. So first we have the Matnus Aniyim, right? Demai. Interesting why Demai is there, right? Demai Lachora should be after you know the Vadais, then you can talk about Demai, right? You should have Chumas Maestros, Maestros Shady, and then Demai. Okay, but anyway, you have Demai, Kelayim Shvius. Again, the Rambam switched the whole order. But then you have Truma, Spices, Spices, Shani. Those all go together. Chala is connected to Truma. And then Arla Mikurim at the end because they're somewhat different. Okay, with all that background, let's get back to our Gemara. So Rabbi Yossi says the name Rabbi Yochanan that roots don't have any significance. If you have roots somewhere, you know, it doesn't affect the tree. Shrashim Eilam Mamash. So the Gemara wonders. Amr Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yossi. Right, we switched the gear. So Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira was the one that quoted on yesterday's Amud Beis a different version of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Zeira quoted Rabbi Yochanan as Shorish Pater Poter. Right, an exempt root, Pater. So a root has a lot of significance. So Rabbi Zeira here is wondering whether this other version of Rabbi Yochanan is contradictory to what he said. So Amr Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Zeira says to Rabbi Yossi, what exactly did you hear from Rabbi Yochanan? Beferish shamatana mind Rabbi Yochanan. Did you hear this explicitly from Rabbi Yochanan, this statement that roots don't have any halachic significance? And did you hear it about Arla? Because if you heard it about Arla, that there's no significance to roots when it comes to Arla in terms of chiyuv or pater, then that would be a contradiction with what I said. Because I said, regarding Arla, Shorish Pater Poter, right? I said regarding yesterday's daf that an exempt Shorish Pater, meaning you have a root that of in a case where you have a tree that is only for a siag or something like that, Poter. That's why the Gemara asked, so what about the Rabbi Yossi sheet in the Mishnah? You have half and half of the tree, but so that's where Rabbi Zeira asked Rabbi Yossi. Did you hear it explicitly? Right? If it was said Lagabi Arla, then we have a stira. Because the chilek that we mentioned on yesterday's daf between old and new, like a new root, chadash and yashan, that chilek only makes sense within bikurim, not arla. So you wouldn't be able to answer the stira regarding yesterday, shorish poter, and today, shorish ein b'hem mamish, you wouldn't be able to answer that yashan versus chadash, because for arla, that makes no difference. For bikurim, it does. Remember, we quoted the Marasilio quoted the Gemara elsewhere that when, you know, really, if you say roots have an impact for bikurim, then nobody would ever able to bring bikurim. Yeah, bikurim and roots always spread. So you can never bring bikurim. You say, hadam asher nasata li, because it's connected to my friend. So the chilek of old and new makes sense in Bikurim, but not in Arla. So says Reb Zira to Reb Yossi. If did you hear it explicitly from Reb Yochanan about Arla, and then we have a stira? Oh, maybe ba'arla haveson kayam, and maybe you were having a shir about Arla. That's what was the context. This dakris hadam milsa bibikurin, and then somebody brought this statement up from Reb Yochanan, which he made regarding bikurim, and they thought to relate it also to Arla. Va'amar sharashim ein behem mamish. They said regarding bikurim, sharashim ein behem mamish, and regarding bikurim, you can be mechalik between old and new, but he never said it by Arla. So if that's true, so then we don't have a stira, because I'm talking about Rabbi Yochanan Arla, and you are talking about Rabbi Yochanan Bikurim, and regarding Bikurim, you can make a chalik between old and new. When you say Ein Behem Mamish, that means new, but really old, long roots, so then that would make a difference. So which is it? So the Gemara answers, and we'll relate to that. Let's just do the answer first. Reb Zeira. So Rebbe Zeira says, the Gemara then says, you know what? Even if Rebbe Yochanan said it by Arla, maybe he could come up with a chilek. Again, maybe the chilek is within Bikurim old and new. Maybe there's another chilek. Maybe even if he made this statement about Shoresh Ein Behem Mamish, even if he said it about Arla, maybe there's a difference between which direction. Are we talking about roots making a difference L'chayev, or roots making a difference Liftor? Hein de Tamar Shoresh Ein Behem Mamish. When does Rabbi Yochanan, maybe, when did he say the statement that roots don't have any significance? Bishehish Rishu Michutz La'aretz La'aretz. You have a tree in Chutz La'aretz, and now the roots go into Eretz Yisrael. Are you going to consider that a tree of Eretz Yisrael? Again, both we know are chayef in Arla Midaraisa. But there are differences, right? Suffolk Arla. There are differences between Arla's Chutz La'aretz and Arla's Yisrael. Maybe Ravai. We saw the Machlokas yesterday. Ramam Gaonim. Maybe there's no Ravai. But maybe when Rabbi Yochanan said that roots don't make a difference, that's roots aren't going to be mechayef a tree. Meaning if you have a tree in Chutz La'aretz and it grows, the roots go into Eretz Yisrael, that's not going to be significant. Aval Hishrishu Me'aretz L'chutz La'aretz, but the other way, maybe roots would have significance. If you have a tree in Eretz Yisrael and its roots goes out L'chutz La'aretz, so it's to patir, to downgrade Shrashim Yesh Behem Mamish. Maybe the Shrashim would be able to have significance in that regard. So maybe that's another chilek. You don't have to say that he was only talking about Bikurim. Maybe even if he was talking about Arla, you would have a difference between L'chayev or Liftar. It's interesting, the Havamina was that, right? They would think, what did Zeira say? Maybe there was a shir going on about Arla, and you brought this in from Bikurim. You can't always relate statements of Chazal in one context and relate it to another context. As we just saw, that maybe there's a difference between the two. He said it by Arla, you're bringing it in, and maybe he said it by Bikurim, you're trying to bring it by Arla. Yes, in a certain sense, you know, we hold of the concept of Kala Torah Kula Inyan Echad, all of Torah is connected and united, and therefore you can bring from one to the other, but we know there are chilukim. We know there are chilukim in terms of Mamona Mi'isura, and the Aderes Elio that we like to quote in Parsha Shoftim, Bein Dam Ladam, Bein Din Ladin, Bein Nega Lanega, where the Gra says that all of Torah is split up into three different categories, six different answers to every halacha question, Bein Dam Ladam, maybe that's Isser Veheter, Dam Isser and Dam Heter, Bein Din Ladin, that's Dini Mamanis, and Bein Nega Lanega, that's Tuma Vatara. So every answer to every halacha question is one of six words. Mutter Asur, Tamei Tahar, Chayev Pater. So there are three categories, even though they're under one large rubric. That lashon of Kala Torah Kula Inyan Echad comes from a Tosefta in Sanhedrin. The Tosefta in Sanhedrin in the seventh Perek discusses asking Rabbanim questions. And you're not supposed to ask Rabbanim questions that are totally out of left field. If it's Erev Tisha B'Av, you shouldn't be asking a question about the Pesach Seder. Right? That's called Shoel Shalo Ke'inyan. And the Tosefta there discusses whether you have to ask forgiveness if you ask a question that is totally off topic. It's kind of embarrassing. There are Gemaras like that. Embarrassing for the Rav. So the Tosefta says, Vashoal Maisa Tzorach Shiomer Maisa Ani Shoal. If you're asking something La Maisa, don't just say. You're asking something about conceptual. Vashoal Ke'inyin. Vashoal Shalo Ke'inyin. Two people come to ask me a kasha. One is relevant for right now. One of is not. Meshivan is Vashoal Ke'inyin. I should answer the one that asked appropriately. Vashoal Shalo Ke'inyin. Tzorach Shiomer Shalo Ke'inyin Sha'alti. Div Rabbi Meir. Rav Meir says, and the one who asked a non-relevant question has to apologize. Right, that he asked a non-relevant question. Maybe the rabbi wasn't prepared. It was going to be embarrassing for him. Chachamim omrim, eino tzarach. Chacham say, well, maybe it's not the best thing, but he doesn't have to apologize. Why? Shekala Torah kula inyan echad. Because, in a certain sense, all of Torah is one topic. And therefore, what are you going to apologize? What? It's Torah. Torah is Torah. And therefore, that's the Tosefta, you know, Halacha Zayin, Zayin Zayin in Sanhedrin, that's where that Lashon comes from. Okay, let's get back to our discussion here. So the Gemara continues, and we answer the Stira, so to speak, within Rabbi Yochanan, and now we get back to the Yesod. What was the Yesod? His Yesod from yesterday was Shoresh Pater Poter. Right, if you have a root that draws nutrients from an exempt place, so that could potter the whole place. And we have some applications of that. Sifka lizakena. If you have a young tree, that's chayiv in arla, right, within the first couple of years. But then you take one branch of it and graft it onto an older tree which is potter from arla, potter that potters, that exempts the entire tree from arla, even the young tree. Because now some of its nutrients is coming from a putter, an exempt source, that is already not chayiv in arla. L'chutz la'aretz putter, same thing. What if you have a tree in Eretz Yisrael and you graft it to chutz la'aretz? Again, chutz la'aretz is chayiv in arla, but it's a lower level. It's a lower level, different halachas, and therefore it's still going to be putter, because it's, again, a shorish putter is poter, right? The Marafolda points that out. Right, va'afagav detzam b'mechil so pechilt, and even though we learn arla b'chutz la'aretz halacha, we see it. So it's daraisa enemies. What do you mean, pater? Nafgamina, there are nafgamina. Safik arla mutter b'chutz la'aretz. That's part of the halacha b'shem b'sinai. So there are differences between the two. So if you connected it to an older tree, you connected to chutz la'aretz pater. Lehektish chayiv, but Hektish is pater from Arla. If you planted a tree, l'shem, belonging to the Beis HaMikdash, even in the first 3 years, there's no Arla. That belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. So if you grafted to a tree of Hektish, you'd think, oh, that's a Shoresh pater. No, that's Chayef. That's Chayef. That does not remove the status of Arla. We'll see why. L'tzad HaTachton, L'tzad Elyon, Chayef. Same thing with, as we said earlier, if you have not only, as the Rabbi Yossi described in the Mishnah, if you have half the tree, the inner side, the outer side, half for fruit and half for syug, for fence, but even if you have top-bottom. If you have top-bottom, it doesn't matter which direction, right? Even the top could be putter, even though the bottom is chayev, even though it came from that. We said, it's totally on your das. So in these cases where you grafted a young tree, a sapling, connecting it to hektish, we said you're still chayev. Connecting it to another part of the tree, which is putter, you're chayev. Let's not talk about selling chayev. So where it says why? Right, if the rule is shoresh pater poter, like the first half of these examples, sifka lizkena and chutz la'aretz, so why shouldn't it work for the last two? So Gemara says lehektish, similar to what we've already said. We already said on the bottom of the previous amud, right? We said why don't you say that the tzad chitzon paters the tzad pnimi? So we said because at any moment you could think and change the status. So the same thing here, lehektish chayiv shehu ra'ui liftoso lechayvo. Because after all, hektish is chayev, because at any moment, you can be poda it, and it can be chayev in arla. You can redeem it. Letzada elyon, also, the upper part of the tree, the top part, the lower part of the tree. Shu chayev, shu roi lach, shova lov lachayvo. At any moment, you could be mechayev. So therefore, that's not a total exemption that's going to have power to pater when it is connected. Good. Last section now on the bottom. So we're getting back to Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah said, if you remember back in the first Mishnah, daf halaf. What did Rabbi Yossi say? That you could have the inner half of the tree and the outer half of the tree, and you could have the pnimi, if you did the inner half of the tree, pnimi l'machal v'achitzon l'siyag, the inner side is for fruit, the outside is for offense, so a pnimi chayav v'achitzon pater. So the Gemara asked on the bottom of the previous amud, so why don't you say that tzad chitzon is going to pater the tzad pnimi? Okay, then we have an answer. So now the Gemara is assuming a question, what about the opposite? Why don't you say that tzad pnimi would be mechayav the tzad chitzon? Right, if it's connected, if it's being nourished, if the inner is being nourished and the outer is being nourished by the one source. So Reb Yossi, the Gemara has two deyas. So either Reb Shimon Gamliel, either Reb Yossi, or like Reb Shimon Gamliel, right? Who said top of Dalam Abayz? Right, Reb Shimon Gamliel said earlier, Tzad Hanatua. If you have a tree that's planted on the border, remember. So whatever grows in Eretz Yisrael is kadosh. Outside is not. Chayev and not. So maybe Rabbi Yossi was like Rashba, Rashi Leo, which means you cut an imaginary line down the middle. And that's why one side does not influence the other. Or, I feel Yisbrak a Rebbe, even if Yossi like Rebbe. That machlokes, if you remember from yesterday, was about Chumas and Maestros. Right? It was on the board of Eretz Yisrael. What are we talking about? Arla. I feel Yisbrak a Rebbe. Arla tluya ladaito, u Maestros in tluya ladaito. Arl is totally on a person's das. What his kavana is, and if he originally has fence in mind or fruit in mind, that determines. Trumas and maestros go by nutrients, right? It goes by physical nourishment. And therefore, when Rebbe says in yesterday's daf that, you know, you have to consider it as all kadosh because it grows from, it gets nutrients from Eretz Yisrael, that's it. But that's only by trumas and maestros. Does not apply to Arla, because Arla is different. Arla goes by das. We've quoted again various contexts. Even remember we discussed in Kilayim. Kilayim, different types of Kilayim have different rules, right? Kilay Zram often goes by what it looks like. Marasina, it can be very close together, right? But if it doesn't look different, remember Rosh Tor, you have a quarter of a field that's diagonal, that's like a diamond that's next to another field. Even if it's very close, if it looks different, it's not going to be Kilayim. Right, some kilayim go by nutrients. Some kilayim go by how it looks. And remember, the Torah Zoram said that even on a daraisa level, it's not a maris ayin that it looks like it. That's the din to araisa. It's mixed if it looks interspersed. Okay, but here the Gemara says a chilik between arla and maestros. Okay, second the Mishnah here in Maseches Arla here on Hey Amid Beis says the Mishnah. When the Jewish people came into Eretz Yisrael and they found trees, fruit trees that were planted that were within the first 3 years, pater, they are pater from Arla. They are pater from Arla, they could be enjoyed right away. That is the Mishnah. Nita'o, but right when they came in, if they were planted after they came in, and nita'o is even if non-Jews planted after they came in, you see the Mara folda, Nita'o, Bein Yisrael, Bein Goy, after they came in, Aval Pishalo, Kivshu Chayev, even before the 14 years, going to be Chayev. So, beforehand planted, before they came in, before that Yud Nisan that they came in, it's going to be Pater, there's no Arla, but right afterwards, it's going to be Chayev. If you look in the Kafter Vaferach, it's one of the Rishonim, he writes all about the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, in the 10th Perek, he says, Kedushas Ha'aretz U'ma'alasa, when does the Kedushas Ha'aretz start? So we had a line about like this in Maseches Challah, if you remember, Lazaracha Nasati, right, that diuk. So the Kafter Vaferach says, Kedushas Ha'aretz U'ma'alasa hi mishas nesinasa el ha'avos, ha'kedoshim. The Kedushas Ha'aretz, the original sanctity of the land, started with Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Not just at the time that we conquered, but there was a status of Kedusha even beforehand. Remember the Gemara Baba Basra Daf Kuf in the Bavli? Right? Avraham Avinu walked around. He did a Kini Chazaka. Kini Chazaka on the land of Eretz Yisrael. Right? That's the Gemara. Kum Esalipa Aretz. La'arko L'rachba Kilachat Nena. The Gemara says that's a source of kinyan. For Rabbanan, Chavivus, the Avram, who he just wanted to give it, maybe it wasn't a kinyan, it was just a simin, Maisa Avos, Kadeshi Noach Lichbosh Lifnei Vanav. If Avraham Avinu walked on it, so that somehow is the Maisa Avos, the Ramban's Lashon Yitzira Labanim. It makes it easier for them to conquer. Okay, but the Kafta Vavarach says there's a Kedusha even earlier. Where do you see this? So he says, V'yesh dimdume raya l'dvarenu. There's a little bit of a proof to our words that the Kedusha started with the Avos and not once they went in. Me'ahi d'reish meseches arla. He quotes our Mishnah and our Gemara. Eish shebo avosein ala aretz umatzona to a pater. Right, if they came in, pater. And it was ready planted. Nito, but if they planted it, avabish lo kivshu chayef, before kibush. So what do you see? There's a status before kibush. Klomar, nito aval bishlo kivshu akol chayef shaharei haaretz haisa kedusha me'atzma. Because the land was kadosh already. Veheim sheba'u v'hischilu l'kavsha u'l'katsha me'chadosh. And the second that they came and they connected to that earlier kedusha, havi le'kematza minas mino v'ne'or. That's the language of the Kafta Vaferach. Because there was a status. There was a status beforehand of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Again, and there was an added element once Bnei Yisrael went in, but there were some things that were even earlier. Remember the amazing Gemara in Avodah Zarah. On Daf Nun Gimel, where the Gemara even asks, maybe, right, we're supposed to go into Eretz Yisrael and destroy all the Avodah Zarah, the trees and the mountains and everything where there might have been Avodah Zarah. They ask the Gemara, well, why could the non-Jewish idolatrous nations before they came in even have any effect? Isn't it Shel Ebnei Yisrael and therefore Ein Adam Moshe Darshin Hashem Lo? Unbelievable question. There's Nun Gimel Amibes. Michdi, Yerusha Hi Lahem Avoseim. Doesn't this belong to the Jewish people from years earlier? Ve'en Adamoser, Davar Shein Hashalo. Wow. Right? And the mother Hashalo, it's mamish, belongs to the Jewish people beforehand. So what's the, why should we have to destroy it? They didn't answer it. The Gemara says, and if you want to say, oh, there was some things there before the Avos got it, okay, just be Mavatel. Ella, says the Gemara, midapolchu liYisrael leEgel, golu datayo denichalu bavas gochavim. You know what the problem is? Not because it doesn't belong to us. It does belong to us. But the second that we did Chayta Egel, that shows that we're not so upset about Avodah Zarah. We'll be a little flexible. So then, the Isser of Avodah Zarah that was generated by the Goyim, so that kicked in. That was allowed to be Chal because of our behavior. But not because it was not ours. V'chiyasu avdikachavim shlichusa ditu avdi. Wow. And that's the Gemara. And this has to do, the Gemara talks there, Machlokas Balamar and the Ramban, if you want to look, about what happened B'Shas Chanukah. But okay, so our Mishnah says, so any tree that was planted before they came in is not a problem of Arla. But planted right afterwards, even by a guy, is a problem of Arla. And this is the Rishonim say. The Rishonim say, even trees planted by Goyim are subject to Arla. The Radvaz has a tshuva about it. He points out that must have been, he thinks there was a, the Rambam was Chozerbo. Rambam was Chozerbo from what he wrote in Pirush Mishnayos. The Radvaz writes in Chelek Aleph, Simen Tov Kuf Pei. He says, Kishe Ashafti B'Yerushalayim Lo Nimnati Milech Olas Peiroseha. V'chein Merem the Radvaz went from Egypt to Yerushalayim. V'chein Risi Zikni Adora Hu Zecher Kulam Levracha. Noagim Lohi Nisarim Bazeh Imroch Hasidusam. V'tiptu Kama Mitzvah Zavil Behemdat Shal Tadikim. V'otem Shana Go Prisha Zeh Karba Tzlisha Chatu Al Nafsham. How do you know that Arla applies even if a guy plants the first 3 years? Because of our Rambam, Pirush Mishnayos, the ain't Arla noheges b'machanat ha'akum. The Rambam says in the Pirush Mishnayos, not true. V'chinir v'machanat ha'akum, Rabbeinu Avad Yazal, and also from the Rav, v'ha'akum shenata b'sadah shal Yisrael, mashma shenata ha'akum v'shalo ain't noheg Arla. Ubipsak chazer bo harambam. But says the Radvaz, the Rambam was chazer bo. The kasav denoik arla bishal akum the yafe chazer bo. And it's appropriate because the Rambam was wrong. Now he's right. The Tanya akum shevi peiros va'amr shel arla. Remember that Gemara, the last line of the last dafna, the last dafna and Yevamos quotes this. Right, a guy that comes and says, "Oh, I have arla." Mashma de arla noik bishal akum. He's saying arla, he's calling it arla. Rabbi Tam kasav. Kamarayos v'achisa b'Yerushalmi ne'arla nuheges b'shal akum v'achid ashinim b'sefri natatem kolitz ma'achal natatem. Right, the Gemara that we're about to see, but this is the Radvaz and Aleph Tav Kuf Pei. So the Gemara says, so the Mishnah says that this chiluk about when they came in. And Otel Rab, if somebody plants a tree that is in their own rishus, that's how the Mara Folda understands it, but it's for the tzibur, chayiv. Doesn't matter, you can even give it for the tzibur, you can supply them with the fruit, they're still in the arla. Rabbi Yehuda Poter, we'll have to see what his sources. But if you plant in the street, which you might have said you don't have a rishus to plant there. So it's like an illegal planting. It's beferish. A guy that plants. So you might have said, oh, only in a Jew's rishus? No. The Pasha Pshat says the Ravaz, even not in a Jew's rishus. Or somebody steals land and plants in it. So even though, and the Marafolda says maybe the Bailam was Messiahish. If somebody plants in a boat and there's dirt on the bottom of the boat, or a tree. We had this alluded to earlier, a tree that wasn't planted, it just went up by itself, not in a place like a forest where it's never going to be tended to, as we basically what we had earlier. Mara Folda makes that point. Chayav Arla, all these cases are still Chayav in Arla. Goy, Rishus Arabim, Gazlan, all these cases are still Chayav in Arla, and then we'll talk about each one. So let's start. Unatatem, and you shall plant, the Pasuk says, Prat l'shenato goyim ajlo b'Yisrael aretz. That excludes Goyim planting in Eretz Yisrael before the Jews came into the land. So that's Pater. Rav Huna b'shem Rav Ada had the amra shorish pater poter. You know what this teaches me? What if the guy had planted right before, 5 minutes before the Jews came in? It's still going to pater, even though they came in 5 minutes later, even though most of it grew b'shas chiyuv. Why? Shorish pater poter. This proves what we said on yesterday's daf, that any little shorish pater will poter. Not obvious, and the Mishnah says that this or Arla basically starts right away. You don't have to wait 14 years. So is this against Rabbi Yishmael, who says regarding many other halachas, it only started after 14 years? Mark, so is this to say that our Mishnah Pasha Pshat is against Rabbi Yishmael, because Rabbi Yishmael says after 14 years against Rabbi Akiva? The Gemara says no. Maybe Rav Hila b'Shem Rav Elazar Modi Rav Yishmael b'Chalaba Arla. Rav Yishmael agrees that by these two they started right away, not after the 14 years. Chala and Arla. V'tani Kain, where's the makar by Chala? Bivo Achem. Lefi Shashina Kasev Mashmao. Since the pasuk uses a different lashon by Chala, Bivo Achem instead of Kisavo El Aret. So when you come, Shino Chacham Chiyvo. The Chacham understood that the Chiyv starts right away. And the Mefarshim quote, Chaim Vinievsky here quotes the same thing by Arla. There's a special limud because it says right after. It says Unetatem right after Kisavo. It sounds like you plant right when you come in, and that's already going to be Chayef. Okay, this is Arla Dathei. Hashem, we will continue next time in Masechas Arla.